patience is rewarded, ladies and gentlemen. It is Free Ticket Friday. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every Friday this summer, nearly every Friday this summer, across each and every one of our network radio talk shows, starting with, of course, my friend Pat Kreitlow in the mornings from 6 to 9, Jane Matiner and Greg Bach from 9 to 11, my good friend Todd Alba that's got the fine program before mine from 2 to 4 p.m., we are giving away Brewers tickets, four of them in each of those shows, almost every Friday in the summer. It's four tickets in Civic Media's beautiful club-level seats at AmFam Field. Today, right now, I'm about to give away four tickets to June 7th's showing of the Brewers versus the San Diego Padres, that game at 6:40 in the evening. Your word to win, you're going to want to text this via the Civic Media app. You send it in. Just doing the normal text and ain't going to qualify you to win. You're going to text in this word via the Civic Media app. You're going to get a bounce back text confirming that you've been entered. We draw the winners on Monday and Civic will be in touch. Here's your word, blue, as in Brewers blue. B-L-U-E, blue is the word to win those four tickets. And it's also the Jackson Churio replica jersey giveaway night. If you want to be sure you get those, you got to get in line early to get into that game. They only go to the first 25,000 entering Brewers fans on Saturday, June 7th. The word to win today in Free Ticket Friday is blue, B-L-U-E, blue. Go get those tickets. Who knows? You might even see me at that game. I sometimes make a little special appearance because I basically can't get enough baseball. Thanks to all of my fine guests today, Jim Santel. You can find Jim's great program, Amicus, a law review, on Saturdays across the Civic Media Network from 9 to 11. Big thanks to Eva Wen, reporter from the Journal Sentinel, and of course, my senior producer, Jamie, and Jacob running the boards. Going into this weekend, here is my thought for all of you. Try to get outside. We are rolling into the summer. We only get a few days of this each year in Wisconsin, and you should get outside and enjoy Wisconsin's parks because it is Wisconsin's free fun weekend. This brought to you this article, this information by my colleague here at Civic Media, meteorologist Brittany Merlot. What is the free fun weekend? It is the 13th annual. It is June 7th to June 8th. So the same weekend as the Brewers tickets giveaway. So mark your calendar. There is no state park admission, no fishing license needed, no trail passes needed. It is a free fun weekend in Wisconsin state parks. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants to encourage all of us to get outside, hang out, and have some fun. Again, you can do this without paying a penny. You can go to any of our 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and 15,000 inland lakes. Again, vehicle admission stickers not required. State parks and trails will be open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Amazing. There's going to be a pop-up sale at the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest on June 7th. You can check out all of the programs and events for this special weekend. Happens to be the same weekend of that Brewers tickets giveaway. Don't worry, there's tons of state parks in the Milwaukee area. You can find all of those events on the DNR events calendar. You can check out Brittany's amazing coverage of the Wisconsin Free Fun Weekend on the Civic Media website at civicmedia.us. I gotta ask you, Jacob, do you have a favorite state park?
In Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Is Devil's Lake a state park?
It sure is, my friend. That one counts.
I would have what to go with that one because that is beautiful, Maggie.
Yeah, what Wisconsinite doesn't love Devil's Lake? It's kind of one of those places like everybody's been to Devil's Lake at least once. That's one of my favorites. I also love Rochacree. I've been all over the Kettle Moraine State Forest, both the North Loop, the South Loop. Like, there's I don't know how many different Kettle Moraine State Forest parks they've got.
Are you hiker, Maggie, or a kayaker? What's going on? I mean, how do you enjoy these parks?
Oh, my friend. I used to do a huge amount of hiking, like, picture, like, bring your water backpack kind of hiking. Did the Grand Canyon with my dad.
Whoa.
Down and back up for his 60th birthday. My poor old knees do a little bit less of that. I'll do day hiking, but most of the time, my enjoyment of our beautiful state park and state park forest recreational opportunities here in Wisconsin are what I like to call car camping, where you drive all of your gear right onto your campsite. You just take it out of the car, set up camp. You're not schlepping things across the wilderness on your back and then setting up a tiny little tent because it was the lightest tent you could find. Oh no, friend. I'm talking queen size air mattress, full kitchen setup. Like, the idea is to conquer the elements with the least amount of effort possible.
That's the camping for me, Maggie. I admire you camping, hiking all the way into the Grand Canyon. I would be riding a burro down there myself. I don't think I'm walking that, but congratulations.
That's one
very
way
impressive.
To do it, my man. Listen, I'll just tell you this. When we got down to the base of the Grand Canyon, so there's the river, right? And there are were these like super luxury riverboat tour companies with like the gourmet chefs and these beautiful huge tents. I mean, it was like glamping before that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd see them coasting by, setting up their camp. I walked over there. I was the one nominated from our hiking group. Can you go ask them for a couple of chairs? Because let me tell you, when you've been hiking, all you want is a back on the thing that you're sitting on. It is quite luxurious. Folks, whatever you're doing this weekend, please do enjoy yourself. Be safe out there. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and have an excellent weekend. I'll be back with all of you on Monday. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together. Take care, y'all.